Acting Ketchikan Fire Chief Scott Brainerd says the fire department got a call shortly before 7:30 a.m. reporting a mattress fire at a duplex in the Carlana Lake Road area. He says the fire department dispatched trucks from two fire stations within city limits, plus crews from the North and South Tongass fire departments. Brainerd says after ensuring everyone was out safely, firefighters went on offense.
Crews attacked the fire from two directions and knocked the fire down in a quick amount of time.
The fire was limited to a single room, what firefighters call a room and contents fire, according to Brainerd.
The door was closed on that, and so the fire stayed within that room. It didn't spread as fast as it could have through the rest of the house because the door was closed.
He says one side of the door was completely charred. On the other, paint was still visible. The cause of the fire is under investigation, but Brainerd says early signs point to a heating device next to the bed. Resident Colleen Cogan says she was staying temporarily at a friend's house a few streets over when she heard sirens Friday morning. She says her nephew had been sleeping in the room where the fire started.
I'm glad everything's okay. Everybody's okay. Things are going to get fixed. It'll be fine.
Even the cat, his name is Mister, made it out unharmed. Brainerd credits Acting Fire Department Captain William Schultz with leading a successful response. Brainerd estimates roughly 24 firefighters and police officers contributed to the effort. He says it's a good reminder for residents to check their smoke detectors and practice escape drills. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.